Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Going to catch up with a good friend of ours, the director of the Center of Innovation and Logistics, Janine Miller. Welcome, Janine.
Good morning.
So it's been a couple of years since you were last here, since you started that job. Can you share some of the things that have happened since you started?
Certainly. It's been a great couple of years in Georgia in business overall. And in fact, I think probably in the past couple of years, we've, over the entire state of Georgia, had about $8 billion of private investment announced, as in companies wanting to come and do business newly here in Georgia, expand current businesses. Total investment of announced of $8 billion. And of that, of that investment, about three-fourths of it is in businesses like retail and manufacturing that require logistics for their business model to succeed. Logistics as in product needs to come in the door, value added in some way, shape, or form, whether it's manufacturing, kitting, or changing, improving the value to it, or warehousing it. So inbound, outbound logistics, $6 billion of that $8 billion of investment requires Georgia Logistics to succeed. And it's been amazing to witness that occurring over the past couple of years here in Georgia.
Now, the Georgia Department of Economic Development obviously thinks this is important. And to put you on this and to see it kind of expand and grow like this must be very rewarding for you.
It is. I it's rewarding just to be a part of it, to watch it happen. This is an environment, the business climate in Georgia is incredible. We actually have been recognized by Site Location Consultants. We, as in the state of Georgia, has been recognized as the number one state for business 4 years in a row. And that is because of the friendliness, the open business environment that we have. Come here, do business, do it well, and we're going to support you. The state will support you in every way we can, including improving our logistics infrastructure and services, tax climate, and the like.
And now, for companies that are thinking about relocating, what are some of the kind of, how do you pitch them? What are some of the benefits? I'm sure you mentioned the port, the international airport. But what are some of the other things that go into kind of attracting that kind of movement?
Those are exactly right. The kind of our crown jewel, I think, for the state in the logistics, the cargo and freight that needs to be moved. The Port of Savannah is at the top of that list. It is the fastest growing port in the country. And down there in Savannah, it is the busiest, biggest single terminal container port. What that means is the efficiencies that happen down there is what we sell to businesses. You can bring your cargo in, know exactly where it is, and know when it's going to be out the door and get to you very quickly. 2 years ago, when we started here, there was some trouble happening on the West Coast with the labor. And what we were able to do here in Savannah is, because we were designed so efficiently and the state invests so much in the way that that port operates and the infrastructure at the Port of Savannah, a couple of years ago, cargo owners, whether it's Home Depot, IKEA, Target, any of the manufacturers, Kia, Mohawk, all of those that typically do business here, and then some, came over to the Port of Savannah because they could still get their cargo so quickly. And that is proof positive for new businesses. We say, follow those who have found success in Georgia and come find that here with our Port of Savannah being at the top of that for the cargo movement.
And it's funny because when you're in Atlanta, you don't think of Savannah as this kind of mega port and such an important component to this. You know, every Atlanta is kind of Atlanta-centric in that regard. But Savannah is really kind of the, like you said, it's almost like a hidden jewel that's in the state that makes a world of difference. And if it wasn't here, the state would be totally different.
Between the airport in Atlanta and the Port of Savannah, yes, it would be a completely different state. And we're also really quite fortunate in the way the geography works. As as well as the economic growth we have in the Southeast. I'm going to give you a little bit of a different lens on geography than mm-hmm. we typically have had. You know, we think of the East Coast and we think we're on par with New York. You know, we are on the edge of right. the Atlantic, and, you know, we have very good cargo movement or any kind of movement over the Atlantic, over the pond to Europe. But if you really do look from a freight standpoint, from a cargo moving standpoint, Savannah is the westernmost East Coast container port. So we are equivalent about 350 miles inland from the port of New York.
Wow.
That is nearly a day's truck drive inland. So that is a tremendous benefit and value add for companies, because it is much less expensive for cargo to be on the ocean than it is to be on a truck.
Sure.
On top of that, the Southeast population is growing like gangbusters. I mean, it's really, really incredible. We're set to grow four times as fast as the Northeast in the next decade. So this is where the cargo wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, from a standpoint of one of the gripes people have about Georgia is the traffic. How does that come into play? And then kind of how do you manage that when you're talking to people?
The companies that we work with are companies who do business all over the country and all over the world. And they know wherever there is business, wherever there are people who want their goods, whether it's manufacturers or customers might be a supplier to an auto manufacturer, or their customer might be a retailer, they know wherever people are, wherever that cargo wants to be, there's traffic everywhere. There's traffic all over the country. There's traffic all over the world. So they build that delay into their supply chain models, and it doesn't tend to be that problematic. Mm-hmm. What we can tell them is that we're doing some very unique things that other states and other metro areas are not doing. We're actually adding capacity. We're adding new lanes to our interstates all around Metro Atlanta. Now, there's some orange barrels out there. Mm-hmm. We got to deal with those concrete construction mm-hmm. walls. But in a 10-year time, we will have improved all of our interstates and added congestion-free capacity to our interstates, where trucks do most of the driving, that no other metro area can claim. And that is very unique. And companies see that forward-looking that the state government has, that Governor Deal and the legislature is putting their money where their mouth is to support business. And it's amazing.
Now, is there any way that technology is being leveraged? Like what you mentioned, kind of forward-thinking, are we really embracing the technology in this regard?
We are, and we're going to begin exploring that more and more as time goes on. We know that infrastructure excellence has been a vital component of every business model over the past couple hundred years, and we know that is transitioning to how is the technology used. I'm going to switch gears to business and what business uses for technology.
Sure.
And kind of some of the lessons we're taking from that. What we've found is that over probably the past 2 to 5 year period, the amount of money that companies are spending on their transportation has stayed steady, even though their revenues have gone up and their volumes have gone up. And how has that logistics spend and transportation spend stayed level? Because of technology. They can be much more precise about what products need to be where at what time. And so there's less waste. There's less of a spreading and peanut butter approach. It's more precise. And with that precision comes a lot of efficiencies and what trucks need to go where and by when they need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That technology improvement about predicting that demand and knowing where the cargo is from GPS and RFID technologies has decreased the cost of moving goods. And we've seen that actually. It's pretty impressive. Something that's kind of relevant, I think, to all of us on a day-to-day basis is the retail world. You may have heard that retail in general is declining, but overall, that we think of retail, we think of brick and mortar stores and big box stores and malls and the like. Well, e-commerce in the past year has increased 15%.
Right, we're still buying.
We're still buying, and our consumer confidence is up. But retail, regular retail is down, but e-commerce is up, and e-commerce is really that visibility, that line of sight into what the customer wants, mm-hmm. what type of customer wants, what type of thing, and when they want it. And so that is the technology improvements that we're starting to see in the private sector. And we in government are getting a sense of that and working with private companies to understand what can we do on the infrastructure side of the technology to support that more and more.
Now, because Georgia is such a, we have the port, we have the airport, and we have the highways here, Are we also kind of becoming leaders in the technology aspect of this as well?
We are. We are working with at the state level. Mostly, it's Georgia DOT, and then at the city level, it's the City of Atlanta, starting to explore with companies what are the right ways to bring technology improvements and still keep it very safe. You mm-hmm. might hear about things like autonomous trucks out in Utah and the like. Those things can be much safer than other, you know, the standard truck movement we think of, but we want to make sure. So we're beginning to work with private companies on that. And we're very good at that in Georgia, working with private companies, and so much so that I have brought in our executive committee for our summit. The Georgia Logistics Summit is something that is unique to Georgia as well. And that is where the private sector and the public sector come together about logistics mm-hmm. every year. And I wanted to make sure that we had the private sector, all those people who are providing logistics services, companies who are needing those services, who own cargo, come to the table and help us design what is the best program, what is the best, most relevant, timely information to put out there during the Georgia Logistics Summit. And so one of those things I did is I created this executive committee, about a couple dozen practitioners in the field working every day to move cargo where it needs to be. And with that summit, it's going to be a lot of technology this year. And Rob Dillon is our executive committee chair for the summit this past year. And we're excited about that event coming up next month.
Well, welcome, Rob.
Thank you very much, Lee. Glad to be here.
Now, Janine, is this an example where it isn't the government coming up with these brilliant ideas and just telling the world this is how we do things and just you better just get in line? It really is a collaboration, and you're listening to the people who have the needs and are actually in business, and it's life or death for them the way things go. And when you guys can work together, that's when things can get done. That's when really you see the improvements. That's where people become more optimistic that there isn't gridlock like there is in maybe national government. But at the state level, this is where really you can make a difference, and then it can really be actionable, and it can happen in a short period of time. It doesn't have to be something that takes decades or longer sometimes.
Indeed. We in the government sector here in Georgia, particularly, we can be very responsive, much more quickly responsive than at the federal level. But also, this is where a lot of the business gets done. That saying, all politics is local. That's partly because it's the day to day on the ground that businesses need more support and need to be heard. If we can just make this little tweak, if we can do this little improvement, it really would mean the world for my business. And that's why we brought the executive committee to help us understand what's happening out there on a day-to-day basis in logistics and bring those solutions to the entire industry here in Georgia.
All right. So let's start talking about where kind of the rubber hits the road here. You mentioned that trucking and what are they called? The autonomous or self-driving trucks. That sounds good and scary for some people, right? You know, to have driverless trucks driving around. But it also addresses an issue that maybe people aren't aware of, that there is a shortage of truck drivers and the goods still have to go where they got to go.
That's right. There is a projected shortage of truck drivers compared to what we have in the past needed the trucking industry to provide for us. Did you know this is a fascinating fact? Every American, this is according to a federal study done about 2 years ago, every American uses a truck and a half of stuff every year. A truck and a half of stuff. And we know our population
is not a pickup truck.
Not a pickup truck. A big, one of those semi-trucks, right? So just by basis of that fact and that the population's growing, we're going to need more truck drivers than we have. We also know that the median age of truck drivers is in the mid-50s. So they're graduating out of the workforce and we need to backfill those. But there are other technological solutions, like I said, making the truck packed more efficiently. There are exploration. We are not doing autonomous trucks, not allowing driverless trucks in Georgia as of today. And there aren't any specific plans for that going forward because we want to explore it more. One of the ways we're going to be able to do that is at the Georgia Logistics Summit. We have a company, there's a truck maker called Freightliner who is producing now and testing out what's called a level 3 autonomous truck. It's kind of similar to some of the technologies we have in our personal autos nowadays, mm-hmm. where it's lane keeping assist and blind spot detection and things like that. That level of technology is coming to our truck our trucks today. And they're going to be at the Georgia Logistics Summit to talk about that.
So now, Rob, what's your involvement with the summit?
Well, I've had the pleasure of being involved for about 2 years now. Started when Janine created the executive committee. We actually called it the steering committee in year one. The idea of bringing in private sector folks on both sides of the industry. So I work, my day job is actually dealing with last mile trucking and those trucks that we're referring to. And so I started it as a networking opportunity, was familiar with the summit. It's a not only a regional leader in logistics summits, it's really become a national and even a global leader because of the position Atlanta and the state of Georgia has within that universe. So I was thrilled to get involved. And in the first year, we brought some ideas and tried to change the content and change the layout of the event. And then I was humbled this year to be asked to be the chairman of the executive committee. So I'm now thrilled to be working with about 22 members to bring the private and public sector to the table to discuss not only the provider side, the folks with the trucks, the rail, the air, the ocean, but also to bring the shippers themselves. We have folks from Home Depot, Delta, UPS, Spanx, AGCO, some significant Georgia companies with some of their senior logistical leadership on this committee, helping to steer the content, which very much, as we've already seen in the theme of today's conversation, is very technology driven.
And so you're trying to give kind of a 360 view of logistics in Georgia?
Very much. I mean, I think it even goes beyond 360 in a sense. It really is a deep immersion of what are we doing as a state to continue to be a leader in logistics and in business in general. So it's really focusing on, you know, we will have the governor speak again this year. He will kick off day one. So we will have him there. We will have other state leaders and organizational leaders with different groups, including the Georgia DOT, who certainly has a lot of press lately.
That's right.
So that'll be a very positive. We're excited about that to hear updates and what we're doing just beyond the bridge and other situations, but really talking about how we've grown the infrastructure the last few years. And as Janine alluded to earlier, how we've got a 10-year plan to go even deeper.
Now, the 10-year plan, how do you even attack something like that?
Well, that would be a better question for the DOT guys. I think what we look at on the summit, what we try to do is, I mean, let's be real, in business in general, but I think even in logistics more than anything, we have to be thinking ahead. We have to be planning for as more people come into the South, as we talked about the growth rate down here. If we're having a truck and a half worth of goods brought in for each of those people, how are we going to manage that? You know, how are we going to manage that through truck, through autonomous trucking? How are we dealing with Savannah and the amount of freight coming in on the coast, the inland ports that are being developed up in North Georgia? A little interesting fact we were joking about earlier, and I was even talking to people this weekend about, is Georgia has more miles of railroad track than any state in the union. A lot of people don't realize that.
Right.
So, you know, how do we take these four main transportation hubs with airports, rail, ocean and air logistics? How do we really prepare for the future? Because we need more of all of them.
Now, some of this kind of futuristic transportation are drones. There was that one kind of memorable 60 Minutes where Bezos from Amazon, you know, delivered something with a drone. Is that something that's in a 10-year plan, or is that kind of a Jetson futuristic future Georgia?
Fascinating question, mm-hmm. isn't it? Drones are being used in logistics in ways that we don't see them in our skies, but they're being used in logistics all over the world in different applications. For instance, we're seeing a lot of deliveries in rural areas, in remote areas of the world to deliver medical supplies and mm-hmm. food supplies. And we're seeing them in some places I've heard of, haven't seen them myself, but I've read about them occurring where warehouses are so large nowadays, drones are flying over and reading tags and understanding where freight is on which rack within a distribution
wow.
center. So those things are being used. Those technologies are being deployed. Last year we had at the summit at our technology disruptor session, someone talking about drones. And we also had a company during that technology disruptor session, a company called Roadie, which you may have seen.
Right.
You may have
seen. Yeah, they've been here before.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, Atlanta company.
Aren't they? That's a great company and they're doing great things. And we've actually graduated them from a disruptor where last year they were, you know, kind of, this right. is how fast things move, right? So last year they were a disruptor. This year they are going to be at the summit with a success story to talk about how they've help helped a specific company to achieve that cargo movement very efficiently, very quickly, and at a low cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roadie's a great example of, you know, an entrepreneurial, smaller company, and then leveraging the resources here in Georgia and working with the UPS of the world that are doing this in a mega way, and then them figuring out ways to work together. And I think that that's really what makes Georgia unique, that level of collaboration between the entrepreneurial side of the world and these kind of mega enterprise companies. And anything you can do to foster those kind of relationships, to even just sit down and explore ways, brainstorm kind of ways to work together, is really what sets Georgia apart, I think. It's not every state has that environment. So is this summit an area where that stuff kind of begins, where it happens?
That's correct. The Georgia Logistics Summit is the only state-sponsored event like this in the U.S. In fact, the Center of Innovation for Logistics is a Georgia-only endeavor. We're the only state who devotes resources and staff to supporting the cargo owners and the industry. And that collaboration, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about this technology showcase. This is kind of, you know, where the rubber meets the road on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
We're going to have so far, we have 15 to 20 small companies, startups in the technology space that are serving logistics in multiple different ways, from predicting where there might be maintenance or breakdowns, maintenance repair issues that are needed with a transportation fleet, to companies who are tracking transportation assets with a GPS tag. You name it, if there's something that a small company is starting up in Georgia, is working, they're going to be at the Georgia Logistics Summit in our technology showcase. So if you're out there and you're hearing this and you're working in that space and you're not yet signed up to show off at the Georgia Logistics Summit, give us a call. We would love to have you on the roster there to show off your products.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lee, earlier when you asked about tech leadership in Atlanta within logistics, and I think without a doubt, you're hearing some examples of that. And I think it's been a big focus for the executive committee the last 2 years is, again, technology is what's changing the industry. I mean, Janine's heard me say this a million times. I mean, I've been in logistics about 5 years now. I am way more excited and intrigued by the technology of logistics than the execution. I mean, delivering freight from point A to point B in my day job is cool, but it's not nearly as interesting as some of the complex technology, the business intelligence, the analytics that are out there right now. So we've been working with the Georgia Center of Innovation with Logistics has been working with Georgia Tech for years. They're a core partner. So we work with ATDC, we work with Atlanta Tech Village, all of the main incubators and accelerators for which the Silicon Valley of the South, Atlanta, is becoming. Technology and transportation and logistics is certainly a big growing trend.
Right. So, and it should be, because, I mean, Atlanta is known for fintech and healthcare IT and things like that. But you can't ignore that we have the port, we have the international airport, we have all these highways, we have the railroads. We have to be a logistic kind of leader in technology as well. I mean, it's a missed opportunity if we're not. We have so much stuff here.
Exactly. And I think that's what this tech showcase is, one of the events I'm really excited about. It's an opportunity, as Janine said, to let early stage, smaller businesses within logistics technology. And these are companies that, as she talked about, it's not just the efficiency of moving the freight. There's companies there that help pay bills, that help security of documents, because there is a lot of documentation in logistics, especially if you're dealing with international shipping and you're dealing with international customs where everyone is from a different country, different language, different platforms, different EDI and API needs on the technology side. So for companies to try and streamline those processes is critical. And that's really what's driving the efficiency that we alluded to earlier in saving money and how this stuff is executed and how it's moved, is because the technology that's powering it.
Now, how has the summit evolved? Like, at first, it was kind of, I guess, to some degree, is just getting the word out about all the great stuff that's happening. And now you're really trying to kind of drive innovation. Now, that has happened over a short period of time. Is that how you're seeing it move to?
Indeed, yeah. This Georgia Logistics Summit started back in 2009. It was an opportunity for, as a summit is, two different organizations or sectors to come together about a common topic. And those two sectors were public sector at the state level. Governor Perdue at the time spoke, and as did the head of supply chain of Home Depot, Mark Holifield. And here essentially to tell the industry, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what we're thinking about. And let's start a dialogue. It was a lunch. It was literally, it was probably about an hour and a half worth of programming.
And it's, you all fit in a little room, right?
That's right. A little room over at Atlantic Station that not many people knew at the time called 12. Now it's, you know, 12 is at the center of that really vital economic center over at Atlantic Station. Now this thing has become so large. We have 1,500 attendees every year. And it's about a day and a half, or mm-hmm. total of about 12 hours of programming.
Right.
Hearing from top companies. I mean, you name it, from, like we've already talked about, Freightliner. We'll hear from C.H. Robinson. We'll hear from the Ports Authority about what's going on at the Port of Savannah and up here in North Georgia. We'll hear from Kia and Hyundai Glovis, their logistics providers down there. We'll also hear from some of the major industrial real estate firms and what they're seeing occur out there. And we're pretty excited about our keynote speaker this year to close out. We're going to hear from Sandra McQuillan. She is the chief of supply chain for Kimberly-Clark. Mm-hmm. One of her major drivers in the work that she does for Kimberly-Clark is around sustainability. So I believe that will be a big topic, but we're very excited to welcome Sandra McQuillan from one of Georgia's own shippers, Kimberly-Clark. It'll be great.
Now, the summit, can you share the dates and kind of some of the logistics of the event?
You got mm-hmm. it. It is May 16th and 17th at the Georgia World Congress Center. And it's a day and a half event. So we do start pretty early on May 16th at 8 o'clock. You can come meet Team Georgia. These are the Georgia State employees who are here to support business. Literally every day, our job is to grow jobs in Georgia and support companies and anything the government can do to help their business grow. Come meet us. We're going to be there at the Georgia World Congress Center, 8 o'clock on May 16th. The governor will speak shortly after. We'll hear about workforce trends. The technology showcase and technology topics will follow soon thereafter. Full day and afternoon worth of programming from Home Depot. We're actually even going to hear from Georgia Power about how they responded with their logistics and inventory needs for the Hurricane Matthew cleanup and restoration of power on the coast. This is really going to be a fantastic agenda. That's all on May 16th. On May 17th is when we're going to hear from our top transportation administrators. We're going to kick off the morning. Let's just be clear. We're going to kick off the morning with Chick-fil-A for breakfast. So everyone should come May 17th for
just
breakfast.
For that.
And then to hear about what our chief administrators are doing, including Commissioner Russell McMurray and the excellent job he and his staff are doing, as well as how the federal government is supporting the repair of the infrastructure here in Georgia. And so we'll have a full morning worth of excellent activities, including meeting Georgia Logistics College students, the next workforce. And like I said, we're going to close it out with Sandra McQuillan from Kimberly-Clark on May 17th.
You know, I was just going to spotlight again the student showcase. I mean, I think it's interesting. We kick off day one with a little bit of a workforce trends and solutions. And I like the solutions part to that. It's not just the trends. We're going to be literally talking about what we can do about driver shortages and other challenges that mm-hmm. we're facing as a workforce. But then we're also going to have a college student showcase, which was one of our more popular sessions last year. It was great kids from many colleges across the state doing some logistics-based reports, projects, et cetera. It was fun. We were joking. It's like the old science fair. We got the three-sided, you know, cardboard stuck up there, but also a lot of computer stuff going on, a lot of models.
Modeling, sure.
A lot of modeling. And I think what was most interesting, I know our SVP of AGCO Logistics was talking about, he literally grabbed his team and was taking them around the college students because they had such compelling content. I think the audience was really surprised at what these kids are doing and what they're bringing to the table. I mean, let's face it, they're the generation that's more familiar with technology. They understand it's changing our future. So it was really compelling stuff. So I really recommend everyone go to georgia.org. There's a Logistics Center of Innovation link. You can find the summit on there. You can just search Georgia Logistics Summit 2017. I highly recommend you going down and register, actually, because we do have a reduced rate still in place through the 28th of this month. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to sign up. As Janine said earlier, I also want to remind people, if you are at a small technology or early stage technology and logistics space company here and you can hear our voice and you can make it and you're Georgia-based and Georgia related, we'd love to talk to you about having an opportunity to get in front of our nearly 2,000 attendees and show off your product.
Now, what type of company should be attending?
That's a great question, Lee. And I think I'm a little biased in that I deal with logistics day to day, obviously, but every company has logistics. I mean, I remember when I got into the industry, when I was interviewing, I was having a conversation, like, I know the listener can't see the room we're in, but I asked the listener, look in the room that you're in right now. And I guarantee you, every object in that room has probably been shipped a minimum of 5 times, from raw material to processing to manufacturing to retailer to home delivery or business delivery. So logistics is, it's literally like the arteries of our nation. It's the flow of those goods. So if you're in any business that has any need of logistics, or you can help logistics provider, maybe you're a service provider, this is where the movers and shakers of the Georgia logistics, and again, even on a global stage, we are going to have some high names, huge companies globally that are doing logistics. So if you have any involvement day-to-day with logistics, this is a must-attend event.
Now, but okay, but yeah, sell me a little more. Here I am. I do some work. I ship some stuff. How big of a company do I have to be? Why should I send some staff over there? And if I'm sending staff, who in my company should be the one that's attending this?
Again, great question. One thing I think that's great about the summit is we are overvalued. We hear it every day from our attendees and folks who have attended. We're a very affordable ticket price. I think it's about $120 right now to get in. That'll go up a little bit here, as we alluded to, in the next week or so. But it's very affordable. And to answer your question, if you are challenged with logistics, whether it's how you're making payments, I'm not as efficient as I need to be, I have to lease trucks. There's actually going to be someone from the Truck Rental and Leasing Association talking about the challenges of electronic driver logs and how that's affecting industries with lease trucks. So if you're dealing with logistics, you're really going to have an opportunity to meet your counterparts, to talk to them about how they dealt with the challenges that you're facing. And I think that's the biggest part of it, is it's still small enough that you can talk to people, you can have good conversation. We set it up so there's a lot of environment for people to network. We have a couple of networking events in the evening. So really, it's anyone on your staff that's dealing with maximizing your logistics efficiency. They really need to be here to talk to their counterparts, to talk to potential providers that can help them overcome those challenges.
And I would add to that too. We, I think, in the logistics industry do a great job of doing our jobs, which is you don't even notice that the stuff arrived. That's kind of the point, is any good logistics provider, even those who experience challenges in the supply chain, whether it's weather incidents, whether it's traffic, whether it's customs, you name it, the logistics industry still gets that cargo to where it's supposed to be on time. The business owner, the one who owns the cargo, doesn't necessarily see all that happens behind the scenes. So that's one reason to go there, to see what kind of challenges are happening and are about to happen, that you want to be able to test your providers. Are they going to be able to still handle all of the regulations that are occurring, the technology environment, to keep you as a cargo owner ahead of the game, first of all. Second of all, I'd say if you're a cargo owner and you're in your total cost of goods sold, if you're anywhere at around 7 to 9% of your cost of goods sold being spent on logistics, you're probably generally in the zone. This is just a thumbnail ballpark. If you're anywhere above that 7 to 9% range, you should come to the summit, meet new providers, meet additional options, additional people who can support your bringing your cost down and bringing your service to customer to an enhanced level, which is really what it's all about.
Good stuff. And one more time for people, there are tickets available. People, there is room for some people, but yeah, you should hurry because the prices are going up for the tickets, Janine.
Yes.
Website.
Yep, that's right. $120 today and for the remainder of the week, and then the prices go up.
And the website for someone to go to learn more?
It's very simple. GeorgiaLogistics.com. Spell out Georgia.
Right.
GeorgiaLogistics.com.
And Rob, you want to talk about why people that are in logistics should kind of join your or learn more about the executive committee that you run?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that opportunity, Lee. I started in it for networking purposes, wanted to learn more about the industry, wanted to meet people, was truly amazed at the level of executive that's at this event and the breadth of executives across so many different industries. So it's a great opportunity to get involved, to network. And I think the executive committee in particular, and this year, one of the programs we started is we actually have session committees. So we have these smaller steering committees that don't take up quite as much time. They're not quite the commitment, maybe the executive committee, but you get to be hands-on. with creating one of these events, putting the content together, bringing in the speakers, talking about what the content needs to be. It's a great opportunity to really get involved with logistics, support our community, frankly, grow your career. I mean, this is something you put on the LinkedIn profile.
Sure, absolutely.
That you're a member of this. And so they can certainly reach out through the Logistics Summit. They can contact me through LinkedIn. Again, Rob Dillon, R-O-B-B-D-I-L-L-O-N. I'd love to hear from you and I'd love to help you get involved.
And your day job, Rob, is you're with Champion Logistics Group?
Yes, sir. Champion Logistics Group. We're here, down by the airport, as many logistics companies are, apparently.
What a shock.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in another interesting site, about 90% of the top 25 3PL companies, third-party logistic providers in the country, are in here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So we're one of them. We do specialty last-mile logistics. So we help companies who have those challenges of getting very heavy, unique, high-cost freight or time-sensitive freight to the right place at the right time. As Janine said earlier, you know, my job is to minimize headaches because logistics often can be a headache.
Sure.
So my job is to, and our job as a company, Champion Logistics, is to minimize that and to help companies in the event space as well as manufacturing and, like I said, anyone with time-sensitive to get that done so they can focus on their, you know, what they're really trying to do as a company.
All right. Well, thank you both for being here today. It's a very important event. If you're in logistics, it's kind of a must-attend event. Thank you. This is Lee Cantor for all of us here at Business Radio X. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.